December 2nd, Christian perfection. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Philippians 3:12. It is a snare to imagine that God wants to make us perfect specimens of what he can do. God's purpose is to make us one with himself. The emphasis of holiness movements is apt to be that God is producing specimens of holiness to put in his museum. If you go off on this idea of personal holiness, the dead set of your life will not be for God, but for what you call the manifestation of God in your life. That's the end of Oswald's text. Holiness is a grossly misused term in the church that claims to be the bride of Christ. Holiness is held up as a standard of activity, a set of values or rules, as it were, that we abide by or that we break. The bottom line is most churches hold the holiness in terms of actions which fit perfectly and obey completely the Ten Commandments and ignore completely the fact that holiness really is everything in right relation with God and everything in right relation to one another on the planet. God's view of holiness is exactly that. It is about relationship only. He satisfied the requirement of sin by letting his own son, Jesus Christ, pay the penalty for sin. Therefore, sin is no longer an issue. Therefore, holiness can't be about that. But holiness is rather everything in right relation. If most Christians who abide completely in obedience to the Ten Commandments on a consistent basis would spend half as much effort in ensuring that everything relationally was clean and correct and beautiful between the Christian and his family, the Christian and his friends, and the Christian and even his enemies, that Christian would be amazed at what God would do. God is about holiness in the sense of relational rightness, and only that. All he called us to was a right relationship to himself. If our relationship with him is right, if it is pure, if it is seamless, and if it is passionate, and our love for him is real, the people around us will want to connect to our Jesus and our God.
Next chapter.